This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. Quick update, pandemic.news, Friday, March 13th, after Trump declared the state of national emergency, markets went up about 2,000 points. So there's a lot of optimism today. Of course, a lot of big rescue bailout efforts by the Federal Reserve. It's really a manipulated uptick in the market. But nevertheless, some people, I'm getting the vibe from people right now that they think, oh, this whole thing is over, that we've been through the worst of it. Trump is going to make testing kits available from here. The infections are going to go down. The stock market's going to go back up. Everything is solved. The worst is over. Thank God. I'm getting that vibe from people. So in other words, many of those people are the same people who 2 days ago, they said this whole thing was a hoax and didn't exist. And now they think it's solved. So they're so far off base, it's hard to know where to begin. So let me give you my assessment of where we are now and really what we're going to have to go through to solve this. I've done a lot of thinking on this particular point. Here's what you need to know. The number of infections increases by a factor of 10 about every 16 days until you do really serious lockdowns and quarantines. So right now, today, we're at about 1,800 infections confirmed in the United States. In a little over 2 weeks, we'll be at 18,000 confirmed infections. And then if things don't change, 2 more weeks, we'll be at 180,000 confirmed infections. That's the pace that this is on. So that's just a little over 4 weeks away. You could say maybe 5 weeks away. However, to counter that, there's a lot of lockdowns happening, a lot of isolation, you know, shutting of schools and work campuses, you know, offices, college campuses, sports events, you know, weddings, I don't know, rave parties, bowling tournaments, whatever you're into, it's being canceled. So that's an interesting life. I finished my rave party and then I went bowling. Yeah. Whatever, Homer Simpson. But these things are being shut down and that's going to slow the spread of this quite a lot. However, we will not be done with this until we endure, by my estimate, 6 to 8 weeks of really intense lockdown. Whenever that happens, we're going to have to go through it. So instead of me putting a timetable on this to say, oh, it's going to be June 1 or July 15th or May or whatever, what really has to happen is we have to go through, as a nation, we have to go through 6 to 8 weeks of lockdown where there are basically no flights, almost nobody on the roads, everybody stays home. After that, then the virus goes to close to zero because it will die out. It will, you know, people will be immune or dead who already have it, and then the people who don't have it will not be exposed to it. That is if there's good compliance with this. Hence the draconian measures in China, which turns out have been somewhat effective, although I think China is still lying about its official numbers. So we don't know exactly how effective. But you see, Italy got into trouble by delaying the decision to lock down their entire nation. If they had done that 3 weeks earlier, they'd be in much better shape today. So the question for America and for President Trump is, how early in the cycle of spread should we order the lockdown and endure the lockdown? Should we wait until there's 100,000 people infected? Should we wait until there's 1 million people infected? Should we wait until there's 10 million people infected? This is the only question is, how many people do you want to wait to be infected before you do the lockdown? It's no longer a question of doing the lockdown or not. You're going to have to do the lockdown. Lockdown's coming. Mark my words. I am 100% sure a lockdown's coming. The only question is how many sick people will be in the hospital before that order happens. Now, that order may happen, this is interesting, region by region. It might not be a national lockdown, but that is, in my view, a mistake. Because if a lockdown comes to, let's say, Seattle or New York City, well, then people will tend to flee the lockdown areas. Nobody wants to be locked down, so they'll try to run away, and they will take the infection with them to neighboring cities and states. And then a few weeks later, you'll have to have another lockdown there. So you'll be chasing these lockdowns all across the country while you're exporting infected people from one city to the next. And the overall total duration then stretches out to many, many months, 6 months or a year, when you could have just locked down the whole nation for 6 to 8 weeks to solve the whole thing all at once. And no doubt somebody is telling Trump all this information, because what I'm telling you is actually what's known by the epidemiologists. This is known by the scientists. This is known by Dr. Fauci. This is known by all the CDC officials. Trust me on this point. They are telling Trump what I'm telling you right now, that the only way to stop this is to have probably a 6 to 8 week, maybe 7 weeks, hard to say, total lockdown, everybody shelter in place. That kind of order is what's going to be necessary to end this. So then that means the country just has to endure 2 months of lockdown, which is what Italy's going through right now. And it's what China has already mostly gone through. A 2 month lockdown pretty much ends this thing. But you have to, of course, stop new infections from coming across the border and being flown in from other countries. So you got to lock down the airports from international flights for the most part. And you got to lock down the border in terms of not letting illegals carry more infections in. You got to lock everything down all at once. That's the only thing that works. So I don't know when that day is coming, but I suspect it's going to be soon. I suspect there's a lockdown in our near futures. I don't have a crystal ball, although now lately some people accuse me of having one because I keep getting it right about what's coming, when, and what's about to happen, and so on. I don't know exactly when a lockdown is coming, but I know that the sooner we go through it, the easier it will be to endure. In other words, you don't want to go through a lockdown when the hospitals are already collapsing. You'd rather go through a lockdown when you still have a good functioning healthcare system, functioning food supply, functioning, you know, Amazon.com fulfillment warehouses, functioning retail operations, grocery stores, things like that. But if you let this thing keep going for even just maybe 4 more weeks, then you're going to be in a situation where the lockdown collides with a collapse style disaster where you can't even function as a society with the basics, which is maybe keeping the lights on, you know, running the power system, running the grocery stores, having banks function, these basic things. That's how you end up with a collapsed, failed state, which I don't think will happen, but just for explanatory purposes, that's what happens. A failed state happens when all the basic infrastructure, like Venezuela, just collapses out from underneath you. And then people are eating out of dumpsters and, you know, prostituting their bodies out for a can of beans or whatever due to mass starvation. So we obviously don't want to get there. I don't think we will get there. But depending on how slowly or quickly Trump responds to this with more aggressive flight restrictions and quarantines and lockdowns, that's going to determine how bad this gets during the 6 to 8 week mandatory nationwide lockdown that's coming. Because that is the only way to solve this. Really, I'm not wishing for it. That's not my ideal scenario. Hey, let's all spend the summer, you know, locked in our rooms. No, that's not a great experience for anybody. But the alternative is to just wait for it to get so bad that the system almost collapses and then you do the lockdown. And that's what Italy did. And that's a very bad model. And so even right now, in America, you know, Trump just announced all this $50 billion in new funding, state of emergency, and Mike Pence is up there saying, everybody's going to get tested, finally, this week, even though we said they're going to get tested last week, and that didn't happen, and we said they're going to get tested the week before, that didn't happen either, but this week is going to be the week everybody gets tested. Okay, whatever. We're going to be hearing that for like 3 more weeks, just in case you're wondering. But we're not testing people until they show symptoms, and so as a result, we're not going to be able to stop the asymptomatic spreaders, that's the vast majority of spreaders. So we don't even have a plan in America to really stop this yet. And until we have a plan and do the testing of non-symptomatic people, we will not stop this. And so lockdown, I mean, we are diving. We're just dropping right into a scenario of a lockdown combined with a healthcare emergency. a near collapse of hospitals in certain areas like Seattle and New York City. That's the scenario that is unfolding right now. That's what's coming. And so far, nobody's doing anything to change that future, which will appear within several weeks. So today is March 13th. I can see that future today just as clearly as I saw that Trump was going to declare a national emergency over a week ago. That future is very clear to me. Nothing has been done to change it yet. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But if you live in any large city in America and you thought that it was fun for the last 10 years to mock preppers, I guess the joke's on you now, because you don't have anything and you're about to be locked in your apartment for 2 months. How's that going to work? You know, I guess suddenly everybody's a prepper. You know, like it or not, everybody suddenly is a prepper. But being a last-minute prepper is not a good way to be a prepper, because prepping is not just about having toilet paper. It's about a mindset. It's about having skills, knowing how to use your gear. It's about adaptation and self-reliance. And those things you can't buy at Costco, it turns out, for some reason. Just something to think about. Mike Adams here, pandemic.news. Keep checking the website for more updates throughout each day, and thank you for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing. Using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited, it's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods, with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product, because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store, so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.